This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast 40 for 40. We might spend a little more time on this one than we did on the previous podcast because this is the Russell Athletic Bowl. Got to pay it a little bit of respect, if only for having the finest OG Twitter account on all of the internet itself. The Russell Athletic Bowl this year, though, is a sad, sad matchup. Joining me, three of our esteemed guests. I'm going to start off with Ryan Nanny.
Hey-o.
Hey. So I'm saying this is sad. Mm-hmm. It's sad. It's sad for so many reasons. One is that Gene Chizik is slaving away as the defensive coordinator, being wrongfully deposed of his rightful title as a head coach beneath Larry Fedora in North Carolina. But that's not the real sad reason, is it?
No, it's what happened, Baylor.
All Baylor's friends are dead.
Baylor's got unconfessed sin, is what it is.
That'd be Jason Kirk, our senior Protestant church correspondent.
That's the solution to everything, I've been told.
Oh, unconfessed sin.
Sorry, are you suggesting they go to confession?
No, you don't go anywhere to confess. You just
like
do it real quick.
Some kind of filth-ass papist.
No. See, round here, instead of going to confession, you just do it. And then you just think, I'll try not to do that anymore. And then you're good.
Yeah,
you're good to go.
You mock the papist, but John F. Kennedy didn't make it to the end of the season either, did he?
Oh.
America had to go down the depth chart.
Oh, God. The Bay of Pigs of jokes. He found it.
Can't spell Bay of Pigs without Baylor.
Can you? What I like about this bowl is if you told North Carolina fans at the beginning of the season, hey, you're in the postseason, you're playing Baylor, they probably would have been pretty pumped. They would have been like, oh, man, we're like.
And you're ranked ahead of Baylor.
Uh-huh. They would have been like, we're definitely in the playoff, if not just outside of it. If you told Baylor fans they were playing North Carolina in bowl game before the season, they'd be like, God damn, it all went to shit, didn't it? It all went to shit.
And they'd be right.
The worst part is here's where Baylor goes. Baylor looks completely they look invincible. And then suddenly bones start breaking. It's not like Baylor suffered little injuries. They're like, he has a cracked spine. He broke his collarbone.
More like Batman University.
When the first quarterback went down, everyone thought back to last year. When the previous quarterback suffered broken something in his neck or whatever, and just kept playing through it like it was nothing. So when this quarterback had a neck, spine, whatever, bone break, everyone just sort of thought, well, I guess Baylor quarterbacks can just play through this, right?
That's how WebMD works, right?
Yeah, and as it turns out, that's not the case because Baylor finished the season playing Texas in a game where they were so desperate for quarterback snaps that, Holly, I'm going to let you handle the name.
Was it Coleman?
No. No. Coleman only started the year as a wide receiver. This is so much better because Coleman got injured.
Oh, God, that's right. See, I actually lost track.
Okay, I'm about to let you in on it, okay? He's a great cat of a quarterback, a great wild cat. He literally runs the wildcat every play just by name alone. Lynx Hawthorne.
Spencer, does Lynx Hawthorne have siblings, and can you name them for me?
Well, yes, I can.
Can you spell their names?
Yes. First,
is one a Gucci Mane song?
No, his older brother played quarterback. Yes, actually.
Damn it.
it, Jason. You're right. His older brother is Bricks. Bricks.
All Hawthorne. White Bricks.
Yeah. Not spelled B-R-I-C-K-S. No, no, no. Lynx Hawthorne is spelled – Lynx Hawthorne's brother is spelled B-R-I-X-X.
That's my favorite video game. That's my favorite $2.99 video game. You got to pay $60 to actually finish.
That's my favorite, like, horrible DreamWorks animated movie.
Lynx Hawthorne is absolutely a show that aired for a season and a half on USA in 1993.
Silk Stockings is actually banned at Baylor for being too racy.
Oh boy, that's a topic we definitely want to bring up with Baylor. Mm. Speaking of North Carolina, hey,
seamless.
Just running.
Like losing to South Carolina to open your season. Seamless.
Is this the most nondescript top 10 team you can remember?
No. We can.
Not like 2007 USF, but you know.
I mean, there's been plenty of ranked Notre Dame teams.
Plenty to finish the season.
They were descript by the end of the year.
I mean, just a team that's like blank with zero interesting about it whatsoever. Like you just couldn't name a player, and it was just a faceless machine that functioned on like math.
We're talking about UNC.
Yeah,
everything I remember about UNC starts and ends with those identical end zone interceptions thrown against South Carolina in week one.
I mean, that is the most important thing.
Yeah, I mean, since then they're out there putting up 40, 50, 60 points playing okay defense.
They led the nation in yards per play on offense. So.
These teams are very, very similar. Neither of them really beat anybody, but they tore apart a bunch of bad teams, mm-hmm. and their numbers are really, really similar.
Yeah, Larry Fedora is not afraid to pad the GPA by taking some easy classes.
Spencer.
Did I say that about a UNC team? Seriously, I just accidentally did that. Go Heels.